Well, I guess it's my turn. You got to be ready in season and out of season when you're asked to do something in the house of God. And sometimes that's the same in our lives, right? God might be speaking to you and somebody crosses your path. You just got to know what to say. So we had a bit of a shortage in facilitators here because Bruce is going with the little ones. So I'm just going to come up and introduce the three speakers we have. First one is Peter Bubik. Come on up, Peter. What?
So I was asked to give a short message on Thanksgiving, and it's good to be thankful. How many of us know that? It's good for us. We need to be thankful. That way we're reminded of all the wonderful things that God has done for us. This year has been particularly challenging for our family. Interesting roller coaster ride up and down, and in the midst of it, I was reminded in a deep, deep way to be thankful. So I want to share that with you. As some of you know, I'm a consultant. I work remotely from the Crow's Nest Pass. I work mainly on renewable power projects, and my work has somewhat shifted. I was working on a big project for 2 years, and that work finished. And then, as of probably this time last year, nothing. Just no contracts coming in, and we were struggling. There was trickle here, trickle there, not enough to sort of, you know, spur a crisis, but it was just dry. And we were thinking, and I see the Christmas approaching, and I go like, okay, well, nobody's going to start a new contract before Christmas, right? So, and nobody did. And so we make it through Christmas, and I watch the bank accounts, you know, just struggle and struggle. And come about March, mid-March, there was just no way I could see that things at the end of March are not going to start bouncing. You know, we're going to start bouncing mortgage payments. And it was really quite desperate. And I sat down and I cried in prayer to God, why is this, God? Right? And how quick we are to move into that. God, I thought you promised me. What's going on here? Where is my me? And God in that challenged me and said, tell me about the things that you are thankful for. And I was so struck because it's so easy to focus on the difficulties of the situations and get our eyes distracted by the crazy world that's going around us and focus on our difficult circumstances, but not see that really God is there. He's still providing for us. Peter, is anybody sick? Did I heal your mother? Yes, you did, God. Did anybody go hungry? No, we didn't go hungry. And so I was just in tears, praying, you know, and being thankful for all these things that God has given to us that I didn't even acknowledge or recognize. All the fact that we still have a roof over our head, you know, looking forward looks scary, but nobody's gone hungry. Like everything is still together. So let's be thankful in those situations. And as I am at the lowest of the lowest points, my phone rings. It's my colleague from work, and normally I wouldn't do this, but I felt like I'm so spent. Sure, I'll answer it. And And Jeff, my partner in my business, says, Peter, what's going on? You sound like you're down, and you're never down. What's going on? I said, it's a tough day, and I shared with him a little bit. And he says, well, I have something to cheer you up with. And months before that, he wrote a proposal that he literally just wrote me into. Like, he just told me, by the way, I wrote this proposal, you're in it, don't worry about it. If we get it, good. If we don't, whatever, right? So we both totally forgot about it. And he just got a phone call. We got the work, and you can start right away. And what's more, you can bill me ahead of time. So it's like, send me an invoice for $20,000. I have the money right here. So it was, it didn't come a minute too soon. But perhaps we need to go through these reminders that when we struggle, it's not because God has abandoned us. Perhaps there are things that we need to learn. And perhaps there is, you know, things that we don't even understand why it is that we have to go through difficult times. But one way or the other, we need to do what God says. And in 1 Chronicles 16, God says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. It's Chronicles 16, verse 34. And that's all I have to say about that. Who comes next?
Thanks, Peter. I was going to give the speech at the beginning that we had the music ready to play you off if you went too long, but that's not going long at all. Does everybody know Judy? Judy Rositska? And Judy, you can take a little extra time if you need it, right?
That was beautiful, Peter. Just touch my heart. That just shows you how good God is. He, you know, sometimes in life we get hit and we feel like, what's going on here? Like Peter said, I serve you, Lord. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But you know what? He does so much for us in the little things that we don't even notice, like meeting you right at the right time. I was so blessed to this last year, Peter and I and the pastor, we worked together in Beyond Today. And I tell you, I was so blessed and learned so much. You know, it wasn't just a mental health thing. And this isn't a push for this. I'm just thinking of this now. So I'm just talking about this. But it was such a blessing. The people that came here blessed me more than I could have ever dreamed, and I felt so much closer, especially to Peter, you know, that we're all a family here, and we do things together, and it binds us together, and the stuff I learned about as we went through the program, it was just absolutely a blessing, and the people that came bless my heart. Another one I want to just bless is Tynan. You know, Tynan, I was talking to my granddaughter the other day, and I said to her, who is your favorite teacher in the high school? I didn't even know you were there. And she says, Grandma, she says, I think it's Tynan. I just love going to music class. And I thought, wow. So thank you. I am thankful for that. I am thankful for you putting into those kids and for loving them. That's what I'm thankful for. And Karen, she isn't. She is here. I am thankful for her. She teaches at Lundbrick, and she teaches my other granddaughter. And Ella just loves you. Yes, you guys butt heads, but that's good because Ella needs to grow. And you know how thankful we can be for all of these dear people all over this whole congregation. Everybody's putting into somebody's life. and how thankful I am for the teachers here that show Christ when they go to school. I mean, Bree had Susan too, and she loved you. You know, what you guys do to these kids, you just don't even know. Because me as a grandma, I pray for you and I thank you. And I know you're retired, but it doesn't matter. I still thank you. Okay, well, I should get going on what I'm supposed to be saying here today. I wanted to start out with Psalms 100, so I'll just open my Bible here and read Psalms 100 to you. It says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all you earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For God is good. His loving kindness endures forever, ever, and his faithfulness to all generation." And as I was reading through that, you know, first of all, I thought about where it says we are to serve the Lord with gladness. You know, we come here on Sunday and we sing to the Lord. And I just believe that the Lord, well, he is in the presence of his people. And as we just, sometimes we just need to shut our eyes. If you've ever noticed me at the back, sometimes I'm bawling my eyes out. I am so blessed to be here. The Lord is working in my life so wonderfully, and it's good to cry. You know, sometimes you just need to cry, and to me, that just kind of washes me out and helps me to go on, and I'm just so thankful that, you know, sometimes I feel like, oh, you know, I want to hide that I'm crying, and then now I'm old enough, I just don't care. I'm going to cry, and just the Lord's moving in me, and I thank the Lord for that. You know, so it also talked about singing joyfully, just like we talked about. And it says we are to come before him with thanksgiving. And just like Peter said, thanks in all things. Thanksgiving for, yeah, we had lots of snow. But obviously the Lord knows what we need. I mean, it's not always fun for us to shovel, but I don't mind shoveling. And get out there and thank the Lord even in that. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. Verse 5, it says here, it says that the Lord is good and his loving kindness is everlasting and he is faithful. He is faithful in everything. And sometimes, you know, we get so busy in life, especially, you know, when you're younger and you have a young family, we do get busy in life. But, you know, the Lord is so good and he is so faithful in our whole walk. When we give our lives to the Lord, he is faithful. I have a story to tell you. 9 years ago, there was a little boy born that couldn't hear, and a precious little boy. And the doctors told his parents he will never hear. He did 2 tests, and they said he was completely, completely deaf. So anyway, I was praying for this little boy, and I went to visit them. And I held this little boy in my arms, and I said, God, I said, this little boy needs to hear about you, and I prayed for that little man. And the next week, the parents took the little boy to the doctor, and he could hear 100%. Now, I give God all the glory there, and that was Waylon. What? Yes, that was Waylon. That was my grandson, Waylon, and you know, I thank the Lord for the opportunity to go and to pray, and that he answered my prayer just blew my socks off, because you know the Lord answers prayer. I know he does. But you don't always see it the way you think it should be. And God is so good, and opened that little man's ears up. So then about 5 years ago, I heard about another little boy that was sick. And the reason when he became sick, then he lost his hearing, and I don't remember what it was called that he had. So I went into the house, and I said to the mom, I said, can I pray for your little boy? And she says, oh, sure, go ahead. Now, I knew her growing up. She was my neighbor girl, and I went, and I picked up this little man, and, I mean, he's just as precious as my grandson. And I prayed for him, and I said, Lord, this little boy needs to hear Jesus. But you know what? He didn't get his hearing back. He has, he wears hearing aids, and he can hear with his hearing aids. But you know, regardless, the Lord has a plan for that little boy's life. It doesn't matter that he didn't get it. The Lord just has a plan. And I am just so thankful that the Lord gives me these opportunities to get into these houses and pray for people. And you know what it's like. Praise the Lord. Yes. The Word of God tells us to be thankful in all circumstances. So in Thessalonians 5:18, it's 5:16 to 18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for it is God's will for you in Christ." And when I wrote that out in a little recipe card, because I just find if I have these little recipe cards, they're just there. I've got them in certain spots, and I read them. And so when the last part, when I wrote it out, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for Judy in Christ Jesus." And it's God's will for all of us in Christ Jesus to give thanks for everything. Turn my page over so I can see what I'm supposed to keep on saying. You know, sometimes we don't realize that even our clean drinking water, the roof over our head, a car, a vehicle to drive, and some of us have more than one vehicle, and how thankful we can be for all that the Lord has given us. And you know, sometimes when we pray, like I prayed for that little man, the second little man there, he didn't get healed. But like I say, the Lord has a plan, and he has a plan for all of our lives. If we just turn our lives over, and Lord, I want to serve you with my whole heart, and you help me to walk through whatever I need to walk through in life, dear Lord, give me, you know, sometimes the joy doesn't always come when you're going through the hard times, but you know, sometimes we just have to pray, Lord, give me that joy, and he will. He blesses us, and he keeps us, and he gives us what we need to carry on. The Lord didn't say this life was going to be perfect. And none of us here have had a perfect life. I know that. But he is there with us. He is there through whatever we do, and brings jobs, brings blessings, brings miracles. And that's my thankfulness to God. Amen.
Thanks, Judy. That was good. I was just kidding about playing you all off. I'm thankful to God every day in my life, and God asks us to be thankful and wants us to be thankful. You know, for a lot of years, my path was kind of normal and straight, but the last 4 years or so, I've been on quite a little journey in my life, and, you know, sometimes it's easy to let it affect your heart and let your heart be troubled, but it's important not to, because you need to keep a good heart about things and just thank God every day for where he takes you, because there's always a lesson to be learned. And our final speaker is Tynan Groves. Thanks, Tynan.
I just want to start with a word of prayer. Dear God, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to speak today. Let these words not be my words, but yours. Lord, I just pray for anyone that needs healing in here, that if these words will touch their heart, just hopefully it's something, Lord, something for them. So I'm kind of patterning my thing after Pastor Al, so I'm going to start with a little story. Jolene was only 8 years old and lived with family in the country with her parents and brother. Consequently, they did not often have visitors from the city. One day, Jolene's mother said that father was bringing two guests home for Thanksgiving supper. After they had enjoyed the turkey, Jolene went to the kitchen to help her mother, and proudly brought in the first piece of pumpkin pie, gave it to her father. He passed the plate to a guest. When Jolene came in the second piece and gave it to her father, he again gave it to a guest. This was too much for Jolene, who blurted out, "It's no use, Daddy. The pieces are all the same size." So that'll tie into something later, but I'm just going to begin with some psalms here that I looked up for thankfulness. This is Psalm 118, 19. It's okay, Kyla. There's a lot. It's okay. Don't worry. So open for me the gates of the righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. Psalm 95, 1 to 2. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Then Psalm 56, 12. I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offering to you. So I've got 3 pages and 10 minutes. And Pastor Al said, 10 minutes. It has to be 10 minutes. I was like, okay. So I timed this yesterday, and it's 7 minutes or six minutes. So I'm normally more of an off-the-cuff kind of person, seeing how much I love to improvise on my guitar and just instruments. But this is actually kind of going out of my comfort zone, and I wrote a script for myself to say so I could have kind of a public speaking sort of thing. The Bible tells me of our Thanksgiving, what I need to be thankful for, but I know sometimes that I can't be thankful for it, and that perhaps I need to wait for God's hand to be finished, and that's the time that I can be thankful. And I think about the celebration of God's people, the Passover, right? God had come and killed all the first sons of Egypt, right? What preceded the Passover was 200 years of slavery and oppression. I don't think Israel was thanking God for that at that time. I don't think they were. I think about God sending his son in Easter, right? What is Easter for? We're thanking God for killing his son for us. His son died on the cross. What's communion? It's the symbol of God's body and God's blood, and we're thanking him for that body and that blood. It's so beautiful. That's when we thank God, is sometimes after the suffering. Sometimes I feel like I'm trying to manipulate God in my thanks so that I get the result that I want, which is so in me. That's something that I'm working on, that I'm not twisting it around, and I'm not trying to make my thanks into like, oh God, look at me, I'm so thankful for my suffering. So I think about how Jesus as a man in his suffering approached his suffering and his death. And it's in Matthew 26:29. Jesus said, that he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, "My Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." So was Jesus thanking God for his suffering? No. He was asking for the cup to be taken from him so that he wouldn't have to. That's the exact same thing I would do. Like, I'm gonna nail you to a cross and I'm gonna kill you. Like, of course I'm gonna say, no, I don't wanna do this. I don't wanna suffer. Please take this from me. And then when Jesus is on the cross in Matthew 27:46, about 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It's okay to hurt. It's okay to suffer. All those things suck so badly. It's okay for your life not to go as planned, to have a dream and then that thing to fall away, for your family members to die, for you to get sick, for whatever to happen to you. It's all, and the worst part is when we say it's all in God's plan, but it is, because we learn, right? We draw closer to him. And Judy, it was beautiful that you used Thessalonians, that 5:15-18. That's the same one I used. So it just corroborates, right? So I'm going to read it again because it's in my script and I can't vary today. I can't improvise. So see that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So for me, what I did, and this is actually, I did this a long, long time ago, is as a young man, I always tried to repeat phrases so that I could pray without ceasing. And I'll just say it, it's kind of, sometimes it'll just be in my mind, and sometimes it'll just be like just barely on my lips, and I'll say, thank you, God, for this day. Praise your holy name. Thank you, God, for this day. Praise your holy name. Right? And then it's just little things. It doesn't, whatever you come up with, but it could be the Lord's Prayer. It could be just like, God, thank you for this day. God, thank you for this child. Anything, right? That's what I find helps me so much. Giving thanks in all circumstances. Man, that's a tough one. That's a really big tough one. After my sister passed away, man, that grief is oppressive. It's terrible. How do you give thanks for that? How do you give thanks for somebody dying? Somebody that you love? But God did. He gave me these visions of like me clinging to his white robes and my tears are blood and they're streaming onto his robe. And then as the blood goes down his robe, it turns to water and leaves. So here I am clinging to his robes, like crying blood, and just the water, he takes that pain and turns it into just thankfulness, right? So I found sometimes that I am that dad in that story with that pie, asking and expecting more from God than what's intended. He brings me the pie, and I pass it over, and the little girl, right? So I'm giving thanks in all circumstances. God is so good. God is our creator, the lover of our soul, the God who created the colossal wonder of the mountains. He created the depths of the oceans, hung the stars in the sky, right? He is our creator, and yet it's so beautiful that he sent his son. It's so beautiful that he let the, and I just always envision that, them at the beginning of time, beginning of all things, the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and God's creating, and there they are. And then he comes and sends his boy to us to die. Like we, that's, how can we not be thankful? So that's my script is done. Thank you so much for listening. And just, I'm just going to pray and then we'll get things going, okay? Dear God, just add your blessing to whatever I just said. May whatever it was that you wanted to be said. Whatever seed is planted, be planted, Lord. I thank you so much for each person in this room. And as I just pour out your blessing on them as they go out to their families and to their jobs this week and whatever they're doing today for Thanksgiving, Lord, I'm so grateful for them.